We will call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, to order at 8:47 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open meetings act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Slavely, and Lytle. Begin with the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 8th, 2023. Approve all claims through March 22nd, 2023 in the amount of $1,357,519.38, except claim number 23030116 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $975 to be voted on separately below. That dollar amount will change from the original slated because of a transfer to the road department.
$400,000 transfer to the road.
Which is a budgeted transfer, just had to be made. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1270 to NextLink. NextLink will be installing new fiber lines per the submitted DSA number 1 Pickerel. All new fiber lines will be installed in the county right away for NextLink. NextLink will be installing fiber lines for DSA number 1 from Birch Road to Sargent between Southwest 100th to South 110th. DSA number 1 plan for locations will be available in the Highway Department office located in Claytonia, Highland, Nemaha, Adams, Grant, Holt, Hanover, Hooker, Blakely, Midland, Logan, and Philly Townships. Nicely done, sir. Approve receiving sheriff's statement on collections of distress warrants for February 23rd. And that is our consent. February 2023, I'm sorry.
Move to approve.
Second.
Move to approve by Lytle, second by Swavely to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion or items to pull off? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. There are some sign-up sheets for public hearings over here to the right on this table for a special use permit for placement of a commercial greenhouse and also for the public hearing for the 1 and 6 year plans, but those are both on the table to my right. Up next, approve or disapprove claim number 23030116 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $975. This would bring the total amount of claims approved through March 22nd, 2023 to $1,358,494.38.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? And this is a company that I own. If no discussion, please vote. 6 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this would be time for anyone from the public to speak on any items that they would want put on the agenda of a regular meeting or anything you'd like the board to know. Going once.
Is time to talk about the roads or not? 1/62nd, or should I wait?
No, this would be
okay,
the time.
Time.
If you just give us your name and
address. Steve Jansen, Jansen, Virginia. I noticed you have a mark. You have another, or is that the sheriff's department have the counter up on 1/62nd?
I don't have anything on there. Probably a trailer.
Trailer.
Probably so.
Are you?
Getting fixed, put it back out, so we'll see
if you get it. So you repaired it then, or?
Yeah, I just need a different battery in it.
Oh, okay. I just wondered about the condition of the road right now. You've narrowed up the base on it, and it is somewhat better. But if you meet somebody and you want to get over, and they're not going to get over, you got to get over, you know, you got to move, because they're going to stay in the center is what I'm trying to tell you. And the sides are pretty soft. And I know my son went in the ditch. Of course, he's 17 years old. I don't know. I've taught him how to drive, but he went in the ditch. But it could still use some more. I don't know, you know, about packing it or what, but long-term goal of, you know, what we're doing. There's some other guys that are going to speak here after a bit. I think Rick Claybaugh is coming in, but we're working with, you know, I think you're aware of it, with SEND trying to get a grant for the 0.3 mile, which I think it's going fairly well. I know one thing is the population in Virginia is a little under, but the long-term goal, I know you're going to talk about it later, but I would like to, you know, it's on the 1 and 6. I'd just like to see if we couldn't, you know, move it down to a little more realistic. You know, it's been there for a long time. And I don't know, there's a lot of support out there for this. You guys go off that traffic count, but I can promise you that road will be used extensively, you know, a lot more if we could finish it up. You know, it's only 3 miles, and like guys like Lenhart, and, you know, they're the ones that have been doing this, paying this taxes for a long time, and it sure would mean a lot to the community if we could do something with this road and hard surface it. I guess that's all I want to talk about for now.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else like to speak at the public comment for future?
I'll wait until a little later on if it's okay. Get in the plan.
All right. With that, we will go into committee reports. Building and ground winter lights, Mr. Swavely.
Hey, we have the courthouse was lit up the other day for Down syndrome. They put the blue and amber lights on. So we've done that for them. Okay. We've met with three different architectural firms now. They're working on giving us a conceptual design on what we could do if we have to put a station in for one entrance with the, all the stuff we need to security-wise, okay? So, but we had problems with a boiler over at the jail, and we're working with Noakes to try and see if they can. We were able to put it and make it work, but we're working with Noakes to see if we can get a new part for it right now. So we sent some prints up to the masonry people that are doing the outside of the courthouse to see about the height of the steeple so they know what kind of apparatus they got to bring to get them up there to clean that when they start on this spring. Okay, so nothing else exciting going on, just usual stuff.
I see the courthouse is lit up for Down syndrome month, and saw that the other morning.
Yep.
Saw the sign out there.
Yep, signs around. Okay, so.
Thank you, sir. Equalization, Patty just let us know. She submitted her evaluations to the state. They'll be coming back. We should have approval in April. Whether or not those are approved by the state, and then statements will go out in May. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, advanced correctional health care, jail on-site medical services, $12,970.40. City Beatrice, quarterly EMS, $45,264.96. Quinn Rivers, sheriff. Vehicle repairs, $11,248.42. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $12,600. Road Department, Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $21,619.26. RDO Truck Center, parts, labor, and buying the 23 Mack truck and box, $216,705.43. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, $19,631.28. Thiessen Construction, Bus Bridge, $168,620.50.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources and Employee Relations, continuing to negotiate on the FOP contract. And then just mundane day-to-day items. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Okay. You're up.
Sheriff, you got anything?
Not better.
heard you.
Okay.
Lisa?
A couple dates. just to share with you a couple upcoming dates that you have coming up. So you're going to be hearing the, thank you, hearing the solar regulations as proposed by Planning and Zoning on April 5th at 9:30. So mark that on your calendars. Tomorrow we're going to have the honors of honoring at the Capitol a third grader from Gage County who received the who drew the top poster, of which we technically can't say that name until tomorrow, but we'll be visiting Senator Dorn's office also. So, and then we'll go down to the school next week and honor that student. So.
Great.
Yep. Yes. So that's about all I have for right now. Thank you.
I don't think we got anything else major going on, unless you got something else you want to talk about.
Nope.
Good.
All right.
Hey, Gus has a closed session later.
I'm just glad he's here. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
As you heard in the payment paper, Thiessen Construction has about 3 weeks left for completion. Gary brought up some concerns about widening the pillars on the bridge and if that would catch any debris. Mark's been in contact up there and see if we can't figure something out about some kind of inflection or something like that on it. Of course, the one Mack truck's ready to go, and Mark is looking at skid loader leases, waiting on prices.
Mark, I ran down and looked at that road south of Barnston. The 2 miles east of 80th, I don't remember. What is it?
108.
That bridge, the second bridge south of Highway 8, going south on it, it seems fine. Coming from the south going north at the township meeting, there were a couple guys there that asked about that again, and I had gone and looked at the wrong bridge before. That one from the south, you might want to take a look at it. There's a big drop-off to the east of that, and they're saying as you come up the hill and then make a hard turn, it may not. There are signs. It may not hurt to have some guardrail there. We might look to see if we've just got some guardrail material. It's definitely a fairly potential hazard there.
I've pulled accident reports, and there's only been 2 accident reports on that in the last 10 years.
And those were only, and those were reported after the accident because they had a triple zero time frame. So they were all reported after the accident happened. So, and they were very, I couldn't even tell you what happened. I think one of them was an animal crossing or hit a deer or something.
Maybe just take a look. It's.
I know there is
definitely a potential there if you don't know the road.
But that's why there's the signage on there, and it does drop down the speed limit on that before you hit that curve.
Well, the speed limit drops too. I missed that part, but yep. I was just looking as I went south. I went down to the state line and came back. And if you're doodling along,
if you missed that speed limit sign, yeah,
that's the 1.5 miles south. Where the road curves a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a mean one in there.
I guess I wouldn't wait for an accident to happen.
Yeah, I agree, Don.
There was a guardrail there at one time. That's what I was told. I don't recall. But a fellow from Wymore that used to travel that road a lot said years ago there was a... He thought it was removed when the bridge was worked on. I don't know if he's correct on that or not.
Well, somebody else down there told me... When the trees were pushed out, the trees used to kind of shuttle you around or give you a
correct, and then they were also causing an issue with the washout and whatnot. So we went down there and we cleaned the trees up because of that washout issue.
I could see where the trees just visually would move you over. If you're coming down that road, I could see if you're not paying attention. We're not looking for the driver following the road law. On that, maybe I don't know it.
It's a 50-50 thing, and I agree. It's but where do we stop putting guardrails around the rest of the county? I mean, it does drop down. There's plenty of arrows to notify you. The speed does drop down.
It's a rough one there.
I guess I think we're sticking our neck out that if something does happen there and we've been requested to put one in and we feel that it's even 50-50 chance that if we don't put it in, there's a wreck, we're liable.
Well, I tend to lean the same direction as you. Where do we stop? Because if we start and stop.
I will bring it up to a more experienced engineer and see what we can come up with. And if
I'd
get his thoughts on that.
I'd appreciate
we'll kind of go
that.
From
We've
there.
Got guardrail on a lot of straight bridges. This one's definitely got. I don't like adding things that we aren't going to do everywhere. This one seems like an unusual circumstance, but.
I mean, we could build a berm there as far as I'm concerned, too.
If you could see it before the hill, I'm sure that would be fine.
We can spray paint it every day.
Yeah. Township board member pointed out to me that when Galen was county road superintendent.
When we used to get our matching grants every year?
Well, I don't know.
Jeez.
I was just looking back.
Oh, man.
Anyhow, that there was that Galen told the township they needed to put a guardrail in a situation that was just 2 miles or a mile east of this one. And so the township says, well, why? We had to put that one in. How come the county doesn't have to put this one in? And that this situation is much worse than the other one, in their opinion.
I'd have Mark take a look at it.
Okay.
Ms. Axby, do you want to go over broadband here in our road and bridge just to touch on what's going on? Because we do have our first permit in.
So, yeah, that first permit is one of 7 DSAs. So our project, the ARPA project, is finally starting. I think it'll be probably another month yet before we actually see people putting in the conduit in the right-of-ways. They'll, I think, be doing some boring first. But with that, there's a lot of other funding coming. There's a lot of challenges to make sure that our maps are accurate. And I'm finding it very difficult to do on my own. I need a little more, I think, help from the community to understand what the different technologies are. We can explain what this project is, where it's going, when it's happening, and then focus on trying to get our maps accurate for Gage County, because if our maps are accurate, then we can see more funding potential coming to our county. I've found that even in villages, there's over-reporting happening, which show them as served instead of underserved, which would put us in a funding category. Served is not. And so what I want to do is do like a Gage County broadband outreach group for any community member that wants to help, try to be involved, understand what's happening. I have a reservation in the back room of 402 on Thursday, March 30th. At 7 p.m. for any resident. Rural and in towns and villages are kind of where the over-reporting, I see a lot of it happening. So if anybody has questions that wants to come, understand where our project is, or wants to help with getting our maps accurate for future funding.
What time is that, Emily?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. on March 30th for broadband information and to help with reporting and speed tests, things like that still.
Yep.
Counselor, is there any issue going to a meeting like that from the board if we have more than quorum there? If we're listening for information?
If you're just doing information, you can't take any action or gather together. I'd suggest you send it.
No action, no discussion between the board if we have quorum.
Again, you can discuss with people that are there, but as a group, that's why I would usually suggest don't all sit at the same table. Plus, it's a good idea to,
402.
Because you can share information with other people as they have questions.
So just for board information, if you do go, don't sit together. Sit spread out. If there's any discussion or questions from the public, you can answer that, but don't discuss amongst yourselves. Avoid each other.
You can just go.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
So Thursday, March 30th. 7 p.m., back room of 402.
402.
And you're calling this...
You buying dinner?
Broadband?
You buying dinner?
No, you're on your own.
Broadband discussion?
Gage County broadband outreach.
Okay.
Because it'll cover a little bit of everything.
Any idea when they're going to start actually?
They're going to start, like, immediately doing, I think they're going to work on boring for the, like, under your...
Structures.
And then they're hoping to start, like, putting the conduit in out in the rural areas in a month.
Okay. That's exciting. Finally here. Thank you all. We'll move on to approve, and I'll recommend... remind everyone there is a sign-up sheet for the public hearings for both the greenhouse, commercial greenhouse, and also for the 1 and 6 over on the table to my right in front of that three-ring binder, if anyone would like to sign up. Up next, approve or disapprove the recommendation on special designated license for St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Congregation of Beatrice annual wine ale spirit tasting fundraiser and an event held at the Red Barn Farm, 1038 West Sargent Road, Beatrice, Nebraska, April 28, 2023. We have a statement from the sheriff. He's aware of the application, and they do not oppose the issuance of this special designated license.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Juergens, to approve the...
recommendation.
To approve the recommendation to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission. Thank you. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. With that, I would ask Lisa to come up and give us the planning and zoning's recommendation for the special use permit number 2023 on a commercial greenhouse. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. You guys had a copy of that given to you at the committee meeting, so if you have any questions, please feel free to do so. Basically, this is being applied for by Eric Jobman. This would be at his residence located at 6590 East Hoyt Road. He would be using at this time his current residential driveway, which he has talked with the township board, with Hanover Township Board, and there was a letter that actually was attached to the application stating that they didn't see any problems with that at this time. He's also gone one step further in terms of talking with Mark Roads Department if the operations would change or he would want to take that driveway off of 66 Road. He's had conversations with Mark, and there was no issues at that particular time should expansion happen or if he finds that it's better to come off of the Blacktop Road. We notified 34 partial owners within that 1 mile. We didn't have anyone opposed to the operation. We're treating it as a greenhouse operation, generally because he expressed the thoughts that he may expand his operation. He's purchasing a used greenhouse from here in town, and then may potentially, for flowers and vegetables, add, you know, another one. But so we left it. Our commission acknowledges that that his operation may include more than one greenhouse. So that way he can do so without having to go through a special use permit hearing each time. So though the one concern, obviously, from Eric and then also landowners was the use of herbicide, you know, with a greenhouse situation. Eric has reached out to those producers. I had one individual call to the office just asking more questions on clarity of the greenhouse's operations during the time of application. And he has a plan. He has also talked with those ag producers, too, so you'll be able to answer questions on that. So commission recommends to the Board of Supervisors. That was a 7-0 recommendation. Questions for me? Okay. Good deal. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. We have a time.
Motion to approve.
We have a timed event for the hearing at 9:15. I don't think we need to vote. No, we don't need to take a vote to approve the recommendation. But in 3 minutes, we'll have the public hearing for for the greenhouse.
Nice try.
A way to be on it.
We'll still count it as one vote.
If anyone else would like to sign up, there are sign-up sheets for the public hearings for the 1 and 6, as well as the commercial greenhouse facility.
Thanks, Lisa.
We do have a couple minutes if anyone wants a two-minute recess.
You all right?
Do you want a break?
Or no, okay. I don't have to.
Okay. We're going to have time.
He's ahead of the game.
5 minutes later.
Okay. Oh, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, 10.
New coffee going in.
What happened to that?
Well, he is.
No, that's right. Oh.
We have a time to vent at 9:15. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing to hear support and or opposition for the special use permit 2023-1 for the placement of a commercial greenhouse operation. Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Swavely to go into public hearing at 9:15. Please vote. 7 in favor. We're in public hearing. If there is anyone that would like to speak, there's another list going around. I have one right now, and we'll begin with Ms. Mason. As you all come up, I will have you raise your right hand, and we'll swear you in. And then I'll have you give your name and address for the record.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Would you give your name and address for the record?
Ashley Mason, 1300 Lincoln Street. I am in support of this greenhouse. It's been talked about at the Beatrice Garden Club. I was here when he gave his presentation to the Planning and Zoning Board. I think it would be great for the local Beatrice community, but Gage County as a larger whole. So that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Mason. Mr. Jobman. You please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Would you give your name and address for the record?
Eric Jobman, 6590 East Hoyt Road, Beatrice.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so Lisa did a pretty good explanation of telling you what I wanted to do. Deciding to open a greenhouse out in my place. Would like to eventually maybe expand to two. At the most, I don't think I'd go any further than that for flowers and vegetables to resell. I mean,
any questions from the board for Mr. Jobin on this greenhouse?
Pretty simple.
My question is, what you're going to grow?
We're not going to grow that, Terry. That's going to be back in the middle of the court, not in the greenhouse. But no, it's something, you know, my wife, she's big into flowers and plants, and we thought instead of doing this, let's, you know, there's a lot of people like going to greenhouses around the area instead of going to your local stores and buying them and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to trying to do this. So you can beautify your place, Terry, or Eddie, and Terry.
Thank you. It needs it.
So, yeah, I'd move one in. It probably wouldn't be operational till next fall is when we'd be looking at doing everything.
And those are just on your home place there?
Yes, it'd be just north of my house.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Jobman. Would anyone else like to speak in favor or opposition towards this grow facility? Anyone else? If not, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:19 on the clock.
Moved. Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely to come out at 9:19. Please vote. 7 in favor. Now, with that, we'll follow normal precedent and vote on that in a couple weeks. I don't see any opposition to this. It's just kind of procedural, Eric. So we will We'll see you in 2 weeks if you would like. Otherwise, if there's nothing that comes up between now and then, you probably can avoid us. But good luck to you. Thanks for the investment. We have another timed event at 9:30. The following item would be after that timed event. So with us having another 10 minutes, is that enough time, Sheriff, for your closed session on security?
Probably not.
10 minutes? I don't think so.
I kind of would like to limit you.
I like to laugh at you, but I don't. So probably honestly, 10 might not be enough.
All right. With that, we will recess at 9:20 until our timed event at 9:30. Okay. We're going to go back in. We will reconvene at 9:30 on the clock. We have a timed event for a public hearing to hear support or opposition for the 1 and 6 year plan. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 9:30 on the clock.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle.
Yep. Doesn't matter as long as we keep it on the right side.
Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We are in public hearing in support or opposition for the 1 and 6 year plan. There is a sign-up sheet on the table to my right if anyone else would like to speak on the 1 and 6. Otherwise, what we will do is begin with the list we have. I guess when you come up, please give your name and address for the record, and then I will swear you into the public hearing. We'll begin with Ms. Tracy Zimmerman. Good morning.
Good morning. Tracy Zimmerman, 32741 South 162nd Road, Virginia, Nebraska.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please begin.
Okay, thank you. Main comments this morning are, obviously, we are working to do our part. We're actively pursuing some grants. Mr. Claybaugh will talk to us about that a little bit more and see what we can do with that. And I'm going to be doing my part, too. We just ask that, respectfully ask that you guys do your part. We know that we're going to need to raise funds for this. We need to actively be encouraging, you know, what we need to do to help you guys, too. It's not all on your shoulders. We're trying to do our work. I'm going to try and do my part on this as well. The gravel road, you know, I had the discussion last time. You know, same thing. We talked about the rock. I actually had to go get a bid on my car. It was $2,800 to fix the rock chips on my car from that last incident that I had on the road. But the main thing is I respectfully ask for you to approve the 1 and 6. We'll do whatever we can do to help you guys. I just think it should be made a priority. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fritzen.
Oh, can I speak?
Name and address for the record first, please.
Leonard Fritzen, 29813 South 120th Road, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I will.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I've got some other questions besides the 1 and 6 year plan. Now, can I bring that up now?
You may. If it
pertains to the roads.
I would say
okay,
so.
Okay, what I'm wondering is, what does it cost to armor coat a mile?
If it's already paved?
When you got it already blacktopped.
$12,000 to $15,000 a mile, I believe.
Okay, and you got to do that every 5 years?
5 to 7 is what we're trying.
Okay, now what, so that going over a 10-year deal, what is the difference between concrete and blacktop? How many dollars difference when you figure a 10-year period, you got to armor coat them every 5 years?
There's even more that goes into it because you've got mill and overlays over time. I mean, lifespan on concrete's probably going to be anywhere from 25, 30 years to 50 years.
Yeah.
Lifespan on asphalt's going to be generally about 20 years before
you get any problem.
Overlay. So lifetime cost concrete's definitely cheaper.
A lot cheaper. That's what I was wondering. Now, how about this here lime that brought out on the road, I call it. It seems like that soft lime where the lime, where the rock is put, supposed to do for the mud. When it rains, that's muddier than if you get into a spot where it's gravel. Can you guys get more gravel?
Gravel is available. We should be caught up by the end of this calendar year. Is that a fair assessment? So right now we're running on fall of 23.
No.
Fall of 22? I'm sorry, fall of
22. Fall of 22.
So this next year, or this calendar year, we should be caught up on gravel.
Should be caught up. Availability is there.
We're stretching our legs further, but it's out there.
That's almost a must, that gravel with that rock. Then you got something going. Now, as far as that, we've been through that on that other hearing, all the, what took place, so we won't go into that. But I'm thinking of a deal here, I don't know how many years ago, not probably about 6-7 years ago, and we had a funeral at the cemetery, Sherman Township Cemetery, and at that time, the Legion, well, we had four-wheel drives, and the ambulance, the hearse, rather, it couldn't even go down the county road. It had to go around and take our township road to get to the cemetery. So that's the condition of that road a lot of times. And when you go for head count, you got to go for taxation on each side going up the line. How much taxation do you get off of that road going all to Liberty? And how many people would use it if it was available? So a little input, and so I'd like to see it done the right way. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jansen. Name and address for the record, please.
Steve Jansen, 13005 East Locust, Virginia, Nebraska.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I talked to you guys earlier. I just, another follow-up on a road on 134th. One time you guys, I know I'm switching gears, I'm not talking about 1-6, but you were talking about taking over the 3 miles on 134th, I think, between Lilac and... I can't think of the last one. Linden. Are you guys still doing that or not?
Linden Road.
Linden, yeah, the 3 miles. You were going to take it over for Sherman Township, and
we're still in discussions.
You're still doing discussion, okay? Because I just wonder about the snow aspect of it, because we've got a lot of people go to work on that road, including my wife, and sometimes the county on that end, it's towards the middle of the day or after, because I know I've had to, even when Sherman's taking care of it, the township, I still have to open it a lot of times when it's in the wintertime. But so I don't, to me, I would just leave it in the, as a township, but I mean, that's my opinion, because I live right there, but that's all I want to talk about for now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kanoki. Name and address for the record.
Steve Kanoki, 28827 South 176th Road, Virginia, Nebraska.
You raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
I won't reiterate all of the issues about the Virginia Liberty Road that I've enumerated for you in previous meetings. Instead, I will recount an issue that occurred on March 11, just a few days ago. I had occasion to deliver a load of cattle down by Liberty for a cattle sale on March 12th. It had rained that morning, and past experience has taught me to stay off of the unsurfaced portion of the Virginia Liberty Road, so I took South 176 down to Linden, crossed over a mile west to get to the hard surface portion of the Virginia Liberty Road. In doing so, I ran into 3 muddy patches on Linden and made a mental note to try the unsurfaced portion of the Virginia Liberty Road on the way home. Well, a quarter of a mile in, I knew I'd made a mistake. I had slowed to 25 to 30 miles per hour, and the trailer was starting to jackknife. So I shifted into four-wheel drive and white-knuckled it the rest of the way to Virginia, where I was able to get on city streets. Then I went to Highway 4 and back to my house. On Monday, I spent an hour cleaning up my trailer with my pressure washer, knocking mud off the running boards of my truck. I then put the trailer away and drove the truck to Beatrice, spent $8 worth of quarters cleaning mud out of the fender wells. Supervisors, nothing has changed. The road's a bad apple, and that's about as politically correct as I can be. It's a bad apple and needs to be surfaced. Please consider making it a priority as you continue discussion on this project today. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Dwayne Fritzen. Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone's asked except for yours. Is there anyone else that signed up? Mr. Claybaugh. Name and address for the record, please.
Rick Claybaugh, 326 Morton Drive in Beatrice.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please begin.
Well, I didn't know I was going to speak, but I was at the Virginia Village board meeting on the 13th of this month, and with the help of Mr. Thiemann, we were able to get SIND down and speak to their board. We only, like a couple weeks before that, they realized that they were going to be responsible for that next two-thirds of a mile if we do get the paving done for the 3 miles. So they had a lot of questions after that. So we got Kelly Gestrup to come down because Tom Bliss was already busy at Liberty that night. So she presented probably six different options, and right at the top was a grant that would require the village to be 84 people, and I think the village is probably at 74 to 75 right now. So we're kind of going the angle right now that we need more population in Virginia in order to get some of these grants and revolving loans. So kind of working toward that right now. One of the local realtors is checking on lots in Virginia, and there appears to be four or five lots that may be buildable. And we have one in particular that has a couple lots that is certainly willing to sell them both at a really reduced price to help the project to get going. So Kelly gave us a lot of affordable housing ideas, and with the grants and the revolving loans, and we're just in the process of formulating what we want to do down the road. One of the bigger things is one that I just found out that the county had applied for was an allocation from Senator Fisher's office, and at the time Virginia was not a member of SIND, so they voted after I left that to join SIND, and so Kelly helped Linda Searcy put that all together in like a 3-day period, which is unbelievable to get it done in that short amount of time. Had to call Eric on a lot of the numbers and everything, but got it put together. So they did get that application for that, and hopefully if we can get a little bit more development in Virginia, we will be able to apply for a lot more, a lot of other grants, and see if we can help the Village of Virginia to get some of their, get that 162nd road started then. So it was actually... It was actually a very good meeting, and I think everybody left pretty excited about what the possibilities and what the possibilities that SIND, could do, for the city.
I'd like to thank all of you, too, as you're speaking, for your help in trying to develop Gage County, whether it's in Virginia or in Liberty or on the connectors too. That's good for everybody to have growth like that. It'd be great to see some new construction in some of our villages.
And I've talked to Rachel with Engage, and she is certainly willing, being Gage County Economic Development Director, she's certainly willing to help out on whatever she can to help some of the smaller communities. I grew up in a small town, so we want to keep our small towns viable.
Thank you, Mr. Claybaugh. Anyone else in attendance like to speak on the 1 and 6 year plan? Ms. Haxby, do you want to go over any additions you'd like to look at?
Yeah, I talked to Mark. I think the only ones that we would be missing for stuff that coming up for applying that will fit in grants will be the bus bridge and the mill overlay on Christ Lutheran. That Christ Lutheran road is 20 years old, same as the Odell Road, which is already on there. And the Claytonia one is also 20 years old. So those are the only two that are missing in the 1 and 6 year plan for filing for grant applications.
Anyone else from the board want to add or take anything from the 1 and 6 or discuss adding or removing?
Those two are not on the one.
That was given out.
Christ
was
a month ago.
Bus bridge.
Mark.
Did a grant for the bus bridge.
Yeah, there's a BIP. I'm going
to
put
Mark, would you like to add anything or hit any specifics on your 1 and 6?
Oh, you have it. There, rated bridge.
When I was reviewing this 1 and 6, I, as you can see, it's a pretty big packet. I didn't add a whole lot of projects except for what we have discussed as for some future projects for some mill overlays or some new overlay projects. I was just trying to do some cleanup on this to get some of these bigger or smaller bridges, truss bridges out of our system. So that's where a lot of the 1 and 6 year plan is coming from. Set an ad, and I thought we'd try to delete some of this packet.
That's the goal every year. Anything else for public hearing from the public or from the board? If not, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:47.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swabley to come out of public hearing at 9:47. Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. With that, we do have a agenda item to approve or disapprove resolution number 23-03 to approve the 1 and 6 year highway improvement plan.
Motion to approve.
Second. And then he's
and
We
have a motion by Juergens, second by
Lytle.
Motion by Juergens.
Sneaking.
And I was too slow. Go ahead, Emily.
I think I can amend it with a vote and then vote, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'd
like to move to amend the 1 and 6 year plan by adding the bus bridge and the mill overlay on the Christ Lutheran Road.
Bus River Bridge.
Yep, and the mill overlay on the Christ Lutheran.
Christ Lutheran. We have a motion by Haxby. Do we have a second,
second
to amend the motion?
Mill overlay on
Christ Lutheran Blacktop. Motion by Haxby, second by Swavely to amend the 1 and 6 by adding the Bus River Bridge and Christ Lutheran replacement and the Bus River Bridge. Christ Lutheran Mill and Overlay and the Bus River Bridge replacement.
Is that specific enough as far as in the 1 and 6? Where is it going? And I'm just saying from the outside looking in.
Mark, is that terminology work where you could apply project numbers to those? I'll have to have you come to the microphone to talk to. I'm sorry.
So the Bus River Bridge would be to replace bridge number bridge number, let's just go with 3412405.
Okay.
On Dogwood between Southwest 100th and Blue Ridge Drive.
All right. I'll have that, as you read it, entered into the record. And
then Christ Lutheran would be South 25th Road between Highway 41 and Pickrell East Blacktop.
Mark, on the
That wouldn't be all the way to 41, though. Or you're just saying the pavement section between...
To Highway 41 would be Christ Lutheran.
Oh, that does go all the way north. I'm sorry.
The T's there.
Yeah. South 25th.
Yep.
Okay, we'll enter both of those into the record as the specific projects. And if you could get that to Don after the meeting, that would be great. So we have a motion by Haxby, second by Swavely, to add those two specific projects, a bridge replacement and a mill overlay, to the 1 and 6. Any discussion on this? If not, please vote on the amendment to the motion. 7 in favor, motion carries. We have a motion by Juergens, second by Lytle, to approve the 1 and 6 year with the amended additions. Any discussion on that? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Like I say, if you could get those specifics to Don, that'd be fantastic. We do have a closed session for security. Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss before we go into closed session? Mr. Juergens?
Yeah, in answer to Lenhart's question about gravel, that is the plan for this spring. As soon as the pits are opening up and running, I don't know if they are yet or not, as soon as those sections of roads, that one and there's a couple other ones around through, that will get graveled. As soon as weather's right, and I don't know if they're open yet or not. Are they, Mark? They're not open yet.
Very little.
With the weather, but it will improve things, not only on that road, but there's a couple in my area that have the same issue. And everybody is there. Whoever, it'll, we'll get that done right away. Yeah, we'll get that done right away this spring.
Mark, will it be rock or will it be gravel? Thank you.
All right, with that, I'd ask for a motion to go.
Someplace the other day, and it looked like they had new gravel already.
There's gravel going down. I think Hanover just got their gravel allotment for fall of 22. It was just finished yesterday.
There's only one pit open up out west by Fairbury. And they're one subcontractor, one load a day.
With that, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session for security purposes. I guess closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
This is for security at 9:52. Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. We are in closed session.
There you go.
We'll go back into open session at 11:02. Anything else for the board today?
Rule 21. Rule 21,
I'm
Terry.
I'm sorry.
Rule 21, Terry.
oh, thank you. Need a motion to come out of closed session at 11:02.
Don't move.
Okay,
move by second. Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 7 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just for the record. I didn't hear anything in that closed session that couldn't have been done right here in front of God and everybody in the public. And I just caution that's not necessary. I know it's on him. I'm protecting my butt. You know, I'm just saying something. You know, we need to be careful of that.
Just said that to him.
No. And again, there was nothing done, you know, other than we're very happy with the sheriff and his crew.
The only thing is that part was good, but the other talk was...
No. Yeah. Well,
you're talking about the grant.
Yeah. The grant was fine.
Grant had been an open session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the order, Ms. Haxby?
What happened to
no.
Oh, if there's nothing else, I would ask for a motion to adjourn at 11:03.
So moved.
Moved by Swavely.
I did. I already have it.
Gary.
I already have one.
By Swavely.
Say yeah.
Second.
Second by.
Is that what we're looking for?
Axby, okay. Please vote. Six in favor. We are adjourned at 11:04.
Have a seat.
Okay.